Sportscast, August 29th, 2019. This is my third podcast of the day. Am I tired? Never tired. Always, always looking forward. Today, the Champions League, UEFA Champions League, groups were announced. And we'll find out who will win, and we'll predict it. But if you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Facebook, Periscope, and iTunes. And if you're on iTunes, please leave a rating and review. And to join us to preview these groups and see who's going to win and get out of them alive is our very own Jaime Fernandez. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thank you, Santiago. I'm excited. The champions is back.
The champions are back. Let's recap the few past weeks. The Premier League looks pretty good. Liverpool's holding in there. Man City, they drew with Tottenham. Tottenham lost last week. Arsenal lost against Liverpool pretty bad. So far, after 2-3 weeks, what do you think about the Premier League?
Well, so far, it's letting us know that Klopp is all in with Liverpool. And obviously, he really wants the Premier League. And it's kind of like a challenge, but I think he's very focused this year, and he definitely wants his Champions League and his league.
Yes.
So I think it's going to be a good season for Liverpool.
Now, let's look at La Liga. Interesting starts. Obviously, I'm not sure if I'm surprised or this is normal. Barcelona lost their first match against Athletic Club. Madrid tied against Villarreal 1-1. How has the start of La Liga been so far?
Well, I mean, La Liga, believe it or not, every year gets like more competitive and gets really good. So, I mean, at the beginning, especially, I mean, teams are, you know, they need to get fit and everything. They need to get used to everything. And these small teams, usually they train way more than big teams. You know, they've been training since the beginning of July. So obviously, when we're talking about the end of August, they are more prepared physically, and they know each other more. So, I mean, that's not an excuse not to win at home against Valladolid, but Real Madrid and Barcelona, they didn't start as well as Sevilla and Atletico Madrid, but they are going to catch up soon. So, but it's going to be a nice league this year.
Now, Real Madrid, I was watching the game against Valladolid, and Madrid has some stars, even though they didn't have their Neymar or Pogba, but they had James, they had Marcelo, they had Bale, they had Benzema. They've been using him a lot more lately for some reason. How do you see this roster so far, or do you think they need one more piece?
They definitely need one more piece. I think to contend the supporters, to make sure everybody, all the supporters are happy with a new season. Because so far, if you see the two games that Real Madrid play, they basically been playing with the last players from the last 4 or 5 seasons, except Cristiano. So at the end of the day, Real Madrid fans are disappointed because they come from a year of not winning anything, and they see there is no new faces in the team. I mean, unfortunately, Hazard was injured before they started the league. James is kind of like a new face, but definitely I'm going to wait till the 2nd of September because I think Florentino, the president, he's a specialist to sign players the last couple of days of the market.
And who do you think that will be?
I mean, I have 3 names right now. First one is Paul Pogba. The second one is Eriksen from Tottenham. Ooh. Van der Beek from Ajax. And, of course, there's been rumors with Neymar, but definitely I think Neymar is going to either go to Barcelona or stay in PSG.
Yeah, well, it seems like he's closer to go to Barcelona than Real Madrid.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing, which is – but Barcelona has to spend a lot of money, though. And I think they had to get a loan or something to buy Griezmann, or like they had to like get a loan from the bank or something to afford Griezmann or something. I was hearing that.
Yeah, Of course, yeah. Sometimes, I mean, presidents, they get so crazy about signing players and they don't realize we're talking about millions, millions of dollars. So, of course, sometimes. But, I mean, it's like everyone. Everyone asks for credits all the time, right? So,
yeah.
At the end of the day, a sports team is just a company also. So, it's normal that they ask for a credit.
Something very, very interesting. Obviously, the transfer window ends in 2 days, August 31st. We'll see some changes. We might see some last-minute things. The Premier League, the clubs cannot take people in, but they can sell. Another big selling point today was Alexis Sanchez joining Inter. And you think that club is looking good?
Yeah, amazing. That's one of these transfers. Just think about it for 1 second. Inter Milan, two of United strikers in less than 15 days. That's crazy. It's like saying Cristiano and Bale leave Real Madrid in less than 15 days. Or Messi and Suarez leave Barcelona. I mean, I don't know how Man United they're going to do it, but I don't think they have a lot of, you know, like potential up in the front to win like a title this year.
Yeah.
I think they're gonna need more strikers probably in the winter transfer market.
Which Dybala is still floating around, so maybe if he doesn't get sold anywhere for this summer, they might hold out for him till the winter. So that's quite an option. But, yeah, let's look at also today was the UEFA Champions League draw and also the award ceremony. Van Dijk wins the UEFA Player of the Year. What do you think about that?
Well deserved. I mean, he did a great season. He won the Champions League. Usually the winner of that title, either they are the maximal scorer, the top scorer, or one of the best players, or they won the Champions League. So, in this case, I mean, Paul Van Dijk, he did such an amazing year. He scored important goals. He defended all the goals that he needs to defend. And, I mean, that says a lot. That 4-0 against Barcelona says a lot about how good that defense was, you know.
Yeah, exactly. That unbelievable win against Barcelona in the semifinals of the Champions League. Anyways, let's go ahead.
Tell you something. Did you see as soon as the draw came before we analyzed, I read a Twitter from official Twitter from Borussia Dortmund.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to prepare our corners.
Wow.
It's time to, I mean, not to prepare our corners. Let me say what they say there. It was hilarious because I read it, and at the beginning, I didn't understand that much. It says, oh, I'm going to read it for you. Oh, we've been drawn with Group F with Barcelona. Time to practice our corners.
That's a good tweet.
Just because what happened with Liverpool and Barcelona. So yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. Anyways, let's look into the group predictions. We can analyze it, but also pick our top two who will come out of it. Let's go with Group A. It has Club Brugge, Galatasaray, PSG, and Real Madrid. Who will be the top two?
Top two, no doubt. It will be Real Madrid, the team with most Champions League in the story, and PSG for sure. Even that they lose, if they lose Neymar in the last day, it doesn't matter. They have a really good attack with Mbappe, Cavani, and all these new young players from Spain, Sarabia, and Herrera. So I definitely see Real Madrid being number one and PSG as a number two. But it could be one and two, but anyways.
Group B, Bayern Munich, Savena Zvezda, probably from Russia, Olympiacos, and Tottenham.
Yeah. in that one, for sure, is going to be Bayern Munich and Tottenham. But no, the other team is not. It's from Belgrade. It's from Serbia, Serbia and then from Greece.
That's right.
Those teams, let me tell you about those teams. Those teams are really, they have really crazy fans, crazy supporters. So they always say it's very tough to win in their stadium because people are so into the game that they try to disconnect you with the noise and all the time, you know, like, you know, whistling and everything. So everybody that plays there says always it's very difficult to win in those two stadiums.
Well, there you have it, Bayern and Tottenham.
Yeah, I definitely feel they're going to win, no problem. And we will have Tottenham and Bayern Munich in the next round.
I've been hearing a rumor today that Pochettino's last game with Tottenham will be this weekend. If they win or lose.
Pochettino?
Yeah. I've been hearing that rumor, but I'm not sure how valid is it.
Why?
I don't know. I guess.
But
I mean, they because they lost against against Newcastle, but that doesn't mean much. I mean, yeah, yeah, the loss is a loss, but we'll see. We'll see.
Nah, I've been hearing. I don't
think so. You know, yeah, I don't think so either. It feels too early if he ever had to leave.
He's such a great coach.
Yeah, and I don't think any other club needs a coach. I can't think of any club that is missing a coach unless it's Argentina. But no. Which they named their Argentinian interim coach as the senior coach now. He's a permanent manager at Argentina, so Argentina doesn't need a manager. Group C, Atlanta, Dinamo Zagreb, Man City, and Shakhtar Donetsk.
Definitely, my favorite there are going to be Man City. And then I'm going to throw a ball right there. I think Atalanta from Italy are going to get second.
Wow, that's a good one. I like your dark horse wild card picks. I love it.
And I'm just going to tell you why.
Why?
There is a player that plays for Atalanta as a striker. He's really, really good. I want you, Santiago, to start following. His name is Duván Zapata. And he got a lot of goals last year. I think if he was not top scorer, he was one of those. He made 23 goals in 37 games. So I think definitely
he's Colombian.
He's going to do great this year with Atalanta. So we will see.
We will see. I trust your instincts and your judgment.
Yeah. So I think in that case, it's going to be Man City and Atalanta as a second.
Okay, that's the second place. Okay. Group D, D as in dog, Atletico Madrid, Bayer, Juventus, and Lokomotiv Moscow.
Well, that for sure is going to be Atletico and Juventus. We're going to have a rematch from last year. I don't know if you remember. Juventus beat Atletico in the, I think it was like one of the rounds, the final rounds, quarterfinals, I think. I think it was the round before quarterfinals. And, yeah, Juventus came back with a 3-0 against Atletico. With three goals of Cristiano
Ronaldo, your favorite Real Madrid player of all time.
It's gonna be a battle right there between Atletico and Juventus. But again, that group, I think it's pretty tough group. It's not gonna be easy for both. And if they underestimate their rivals, they're probably gonna get like a. They're gonna get like a little.
No surprise. Yeah. By the way, for the Italian league, is with having Alexis Sanchez there, do you think there'll be a threat to Juventus, Inter Milan?
It could be, definitely. I mean, not only because the players, I think it's because the coach. If you remember, Conte used to be a coach for Juventus.
And Chelsea.
So they know how they play.
Yeah, you're
because
right.
Because he used to be coach for, I think, like 3 or 2 years. So Juventus haven't changed the way they play. So I definitely feel like Inter is gonna
change some things. Yeah, Serie A is gonna be more interesting this year than years prior. Group E, Genk, Liverpool, Napoli, and Red Bull.
Yep.
Well,
pretty obvious.
In that case, I mean, yeah, they have pretty solid teams. Liverpool, Napoli, I mean, they're really good. Ancelotti, he's an expert of the Champions League, so he won the Champions League with three different teams, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And, of course, Liverpool, actual winners of the Champions League. So I think they're not going to have any problem in that group to make it through.
Group F, Barcelona, Borussia Dortmund, Inter Milan, and Slavia Praha.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you say the same in English, but that's called, in Spanish, it's called El Grupo de la Muerte. The
group of death. Group of death. Group Correct. Of death. Yeah, that Sorry. Is the hardest group, for sure.
It's the hardest because Barcelona, obviously, they are, I think, pound by pound, they're the best team in the world right now. Pound by pound, especially if they sign Neymar.
Yeah, that'd be over
Borussia
the top.
Dortmund, they almost won the Bundesliga last year. Inter Milan, they just signed amazing players. And then we have the Slavia Praga. I mean, it's not an amazing team, but
they're an okay team.
One of the best teams in Prague. So I think it's going to be a really, really interesting group to see who get through in that group.
So who's your top two?
I'm going to say my top two is going to be Barcelona and Inter.
Ooh, over Dortmund, yeah. Dortmund just has Sancho because they just lost Pulisic. So they're a little bit weaker.
Yeah. They still have the striker that used to play for Barcelona. His name is Paco Alcácer.
I remember him. Yep.
He's a beast. He's a top scorer.
Man, if you know this stuff, man, you're a soccer fan. I mean, you're way behind me. Way beyond me. That's awesome. Group G, as in the GOAT, Benfica, Lyon, RB Leipzig, and Zenit. This is like a weak group. Who are your top two?
Okay. That's in that group, I feel everything is very, very, there's a lot of competition there. Very pure and.
Yeah, very competitive.
If I need to pick, I will pick Benfica and Lyon.
Yeah, me too.
But, I mean, I guess Zenit is the champions from Russia, so they have to be good. So
you would think.
That's going to be a really interesting games there. But I'm going to choose my top two is going to be Lyon and Benfica, yeah.
Group H, as in horse, Ajax, Chelsea, LOSC, LOSC, and Valencia. That's a sort of a tight group as well, Jaime.
That's my favorite group.
Why?
Because I think that's going to be the most fan group. Why? Because all those three teams or four teams, they are really, really, really good teams. Team-wise. I mean, they play for the team. They like to pass a lot. They have good, really good, I mean, young players. So I think from that group, we're going to have really good names to look up for the 2020 year. Like, kind of, there's going to be names like, for example, new striker for Chelsea, Abraham. Nobody knew about him like a month ago.
Good. Yeah.
Now everybody. Now I don't. You know what I read the other day? Chelsea raised his salary double.
Wow.
So this guy is making double.
That's good.
So that's because you have a lot of talent there. Ajax is all full of young people. They almost made it to the final last year, and then Valencia came back after some years without playing the Champions League. And they have a really good team. They sign up the second goalkeeper of Barcelona. they signed up a couple of good players. So I feel Valencia is going to be first in that group, and the second one is going to be Chelsea.
Wow. I like that. Ajax, I think they sold a whole lot of their players. How are they looking? Are they in good shape or not as good as last year?
Yeah, no, if you think about it, they only lose the young to Barcelona. So I think they're going to do it really good. But I feel Chelsea and Valencia are going to pass.
Right.
What do you think?
For Chelsea, they've had not an impressive start. They have an okay start. They haven't lost every game. That guy Mason from Chelsea, I kind of like him.
Yeah, good. Mason Mount.
Yeah, which they got him from Derby. So I'm really, really excited to see him and Pulisic. His name is Mason Mount. Work together, and they're working hard. They're hustling. I'm surprised Willian is not playing as much as I thought he would. But you see more Pedro. So it's an interesting starting lineup. But that group is pretty tight. But I think Chelsea will probably come out of it alive, even though they didn't get any players. You know, they were not able to buy anything. But if they're able to, get out of the group, then that's a good sign that Chelsea still has something in them. So, and... Yeah. And, of course, I'm going to pick my Group A pick. Of course, PSG and Madrid. Group B, Bayern Munich and Tottenham. Group C, Man City. I'm going to pick Shakhtar Donetsk because they usually go on to the second round. I don't know much about Atlanta, but I do trust your instincts because I saw that roster. It looks like they have some good players there. Group D, Atletico Madrid and Juventus, of course. Group E, Liverpool and Napoli. Group F, Inter Milan, Dortmund, Barcelona and Inter Milan, I have to say. Group G, Lyon, Benfica. Group H, Chelsea and Valencia. I think those are good. But, yeah, Champions League will begin, I believe, next month. That's when, the first round of games begin. So really excited about the Champions League this year, the best of Europe. Of course, when Guardiola says that Tottenham is the second best team in Europe, that's kind of debatable. But
yeah,
depends who you ask, right?
Well, you know what games we have to start.
What?
Listen, because these games are gonna be good games to start. First, we have in Group E to start the Champions League. Naples, Liverpool.
Oof.
And they play in Italy.
Oh, it's easy for Liverpool.
So it's not
3-1. 3-1.
They play in Italy. It's not going to be an easy game for Italy champions.
Liverpool's this good. They're going to beat them 3-1. Trust me.
We have in Group F, Borussia Dortmund against Barcelona in Germany. Then we have Group H, an amazing game, Chelsea Valencia in London.
Oof.
We
gotta go, Jaime.
On Wednesday we have PSG against Real Madrid, bro. look at those four games.
That's a good
and
opening.
Finally, Atletico against Juventus. So just with the first games of Champions League, we're gonna have like amazing 2 days to start a Champions League.
Hopefully, we're able to watch it together.
Yeah, it's going to be Tuesday the 17th and Wednesday the 18th.
Well, there you have it. Obviously, until mid-September, Champions League, guys, is the best of Europe. Like the best of each league in Europe, they go and compete against each other, and you see the best of Europe. Now, Champions League final is the equivalent of Super Bowl, but in Europe. And it's quite impressive to see these matches, like the best players. If you like the World Cup, you like the Champions League. It's a little bit more steadier than the World Cup, but it's quite exciting times to be a part of. But anyways, anything else before we head into game predictions?
No, I'm fine. I just want to thank you again for inviting me to share my opinion.
I think you're probably my favorite co-host when it comes to soccer sportscast. Please don't tell that to anyone.
Thank you, son.
Okay. Okay, let's go into predictions. Southampton at Manchester. No, Manchester United at Southampton.
Yeah, definitely. United need to come back now. So they are going to win against Southampton.
Chelsea versus Sheffield United.
Easy win for Chelsea.
Crystal Palace versus Aston Villa. That should be a little bit tighter, but.
Yeah, I think Crystal Palace has better team.
Burnley, Liverpool.
Oof. I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. Liverpool.
The biggest game in the Premier League, the North London Derby. I'm sure you know about it. Arsenal versus Tottenham. Huge match.
Of course. That's going to be on a Sunday, and it's going to be an amazing game. So, yeah, I will say Arsenal is going to win.
I think so.
You know, I say at the beginning that Tottenham is my big team for this year. I think they're going to win the Premier League, so...
Yeah.
I'm gonna support Tottenham, but I think Arsenal is gonna win that game.
You think Eriksen will leave Tottenham?
Definitely.
Yeah, I think so too. It seems
definitely,
like it's
yes.
All signs point to that. August 31st, Aswana, Osasuna versus Barcelona.
It's gonna be a win for Barcelona. Yeah.
Okay. Sevilla versus Celta Vigo.
Win for Sevilla.
Athletic Club versus Real Sociedad.
That's going to be a tie game.
Is it?
Yeah.
And what's the scoreline? 1-1?
Yeah.
Okay. September 1st, Athletic... No, let's go Valencia versus Mallorca.
Valencia versus Mallorca. Valencia, yeah, it's easy at home.
Okay.
Mallorca just came to the first division back. So.
Oh, yeah, should be an easy win. Atletico Madrid versus Eibar.
Atletico is going to win, yeah.
And Villarreal versus Real Madrid.
Okay, with that one, that's always a very tough stadium for Real Madrid.
Why is that?
So I'm going to say, I don't know, They get really motivated against Real Madrid, those Villarreal players. So I think they're going to tie. Look what
wow.
I think.
That's not good for Madrid. They just tied last week.
It's not good, no. But again, all depends of who's going to play that game because we have a lot of injuries in Real Madrid.
So,
and if they don't sign new players, don't be surprised if they tie that game.
You don't think James is a good fit for that club?
It is, but we need something more with more goals.
More firepower, yeah.
And
you think Bale, I mean, Bale's staying, but you think Bale will probably work it out with Zidane?
He need to if he wants to play.
He's worth a lot of money. You can't send him back. Serie A.
So honestly, yeah. I mean, I truly believe we need a guy like Cristiano back.
Wow. I miss Ronaldo.
Mean, it's funny because Casillas yesterday, he sent this, you know, Twitter. He says like, okay, guys, I see you, all the Madrid fans arguing between Eriksen and Pogba. What if we bring Cristiano back to Madrid? What do you guys think? And that was like, he had like millions of, well, not millions, but thousands of retweets and answers and tweets back to Casillas. So it was a trending topic for sure.
I mean, first of all, is Ronaldo happy in Juventus, you think? Or what are your thoughts?
Yeah, he is, but he said he missed Madrid, so.
Yeah, there's
knows?
No place like Madrid, man. I mean, when he went to Juventus, I wasn't too happy about it. But then yet again, why did Madrid let him go?
Oh, my God. We need an entire podcast.
That's what I was thinking.
That.
Yeah, I mean it's ridiculous what they did. They regret it. It's like letting go of Michael Jordan.
Yeah, exactly.
Serie A, Juventus versus Napoli.
Which one?
Juventus versus Napoli.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Juventus for sure is going to win.
And Roma versus Lazio.
Roma's Lazio?
Yeah.
That's the derby of Roma, of Italy.
There you go.
The capital of Italy. So I think Roma is going to win.
Roma. Which, by the way, I think one of the players is playing in Argentina. I think it's, I forgot his name, but it's pretty impressive to see that. Anyways, random question of the day. What is your favorite type of dog?
My favorite type of dog?
Yeah.
It's a German Shepherd.
German Shepherd. Good question. Good answer. Jaime Fernandez, how can people reach you online?
Well, the best way to reach me is through my Instagram. Go ahead and write La Chilena Futbolera. So that's the best way. It's my Instagram. I post all the time soccer moments, and you guys are going to love it.
Jaime Fernandez, I met him here at work, and wow, seeing his Instagram account, La Chilena Futbolera, that is a very good account. He's very knowledgeable of soccer, more than I have. I don't think I would have met anyone in the States that has more knowledge about soccer than I did, but I met this guy. This guy blows me out of the water. If he knows anything about Borussia Dortmund or German leagues or like the Italian league, that's like beyond my scope. That is – you're a genius.
Thank you.
All I know is Premier League. And like Liga.
It's a pleasure, sir. Share it with all the guys that listen your podcast. So
I will.
Thank you for letting me be part.
Of course. Obviously, you can follow us at TheSportsCast1 on Twitter or go on TheSportsCast.net. We'll be following college football this weekend. Of course, this weekend is the last weekend before international break next week. And I'm trying to get to the Colombia-Brazil match next week. Hopefully, I'll get tickets. For some reason, it's been very difficult, but I'll hopefully get it, and I'll let you guys know how it goes. Really excited. And international break is where countries play against other countries, and sometimes it's meaningless, but some confederations are making it more exciting. They're putting in a little tournament format so you're able to compete and have a better ratings. But anyways, Jaime, I appreciate you coming on to the Sportscast.
Thank you, Santiago. Have a nice day.